This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to give us a call, join in the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about King Governor Chris Sununu, His Excellency, as he likes to refer to himself as. And The town that he lives in. Now, okay, first of all, if folks want to protest something and get the governor's attention, normally they would do it at the State House.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to have been the case historically, anyway.
Except the dirtbag is too cowardly to go to the State House, apparently.
Well, and with the lockdowns and everybody staying home, working from home and all that stuff, protesting at the State House, largely ineffectual.
Yes, which is why they think it's important that it only be done there.
And so the protesters themselves decided it would be a much more effective idea to protest at the governor's house, which is, of course, a matter of public record.
If you're going to protest a man, protest him where he is, not where he isn't.
Right, because what would be the point otherwise? And so that's exactly what happened. For many, many weeks now, six, eight, I don't know how many weeks it's been, there have been multiple organized protests at Governor King Chris, His Excellency Sununu's house.
For sufficiently small values of organized.
Right. And now the town of Newfields, New Hampshire, this is the town where His Excellency Governor King Chris Sununu lives, has passed an ordinance against picketing. It is unlawful for any person to engage in picketing before or about the residence or dwelling of any individual in the town of Newfields, punishable by a fine of not more than $100 for each offense. Now, nobody, you alluded in the previous segments to the unconstitutionality of this ordinance.
Yes, yes.
Can you expand on that at all?
Well, the First Amendment says that we have a right to speak, to be heard. The New Hampshire Constitution also makes it clear that we have a right to speak out, to demand redress of grievance, and even to take such redress by force if we are ignored. So, clearly the ordinance is in violation of those more important acts.
I mean, to me, basically, it's a freedom of speech issue.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You have a right to speak out.
So, this goes on to say, well, this publication objects, at least to a matter of effect,
they're kind of bootlickers.
They are.
They shouldn't have taken Heinlein's word.
They more rigorously protest laws that prohibit peaceful political protest. So even though they don't necessarily agree with the protesters, they're saying that they more rigorously protest the law that they've just passed, prohibiting said protest. And while we will have said we will not be covering these events, we highly recommend that these protesters have multiple recordings from several individuals not directly involved to ensure they have a complete record of their interactions with the police. And I was hoping, we did have Bill online, I was hoping we could get that information. He did mention that there was somebody there videoing the event, so hopefully footage does exist of his ordeal.
I hope so, too.
They will be warned, they will be fined, This author says, I'd expect a few arrests. The media may have ignored the process of implementing the ordinance, but they will be all over the police fining or possibly even arresting protesters. Someone from the state will have called them to document the enforcement.
Yeah, I doubt they're going to be all over it because journalists are not journalists anymore. The media has become nothing but a mouthpiece for the government. Hopefully I'm wrong. Yeah. I like to be wrong.
This person goes on to, this author of this article goes on to say, I'd suggest the protesters bring a few Black Lives Matter signs with them for the cameras to make the media try and ignore them and BLM to deny any involvement. I don't understand the strategy.
Yeah, these guys, that's the kind of thing that makes me say bootlicker. Apparently, if you're black, your life doesn't matter to them. I think your life should matter to them, no matter what color you are.
And for the record, he goes on, by quietly passing the ordinance, I mean little to no media coverage, as noted in the opening. I have found none yet, and this was published today. So, yeah, they passed this thing on the 22nd. There was no media coverage of it until today.
Yep.
6 days later.
Yep. And this is why there have to be out-of-the-ordinary things done to protest, because things are out of the ordinary. Things cannot... This is not the status quo. This is not business as usual as it has been. This is a complete ramp up of the police state, and it's only going to get worse and worse and worse until people fight back.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when somebody realizes that they can just write words down on pieces of paper and then make other people do those things that they just wrote down. They go ahead and write more things down that are different to get people to do more things that they don't want to do or otherwise wouldn't do. It's a very interesting phenomena that power begets power, and these people become sick with their power. They become drunk with it. You know, well, I'll just pass an ordinance. I'll just write this mandate. I'll use this executive order to blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You get the point.
Yep. Just so long as they make it known that they're what matters in the universe and the rest of us are only peons.
What bothers me the most about this is that I think that if these protesters had known that this ordinance meeting was happening, they may have protested the meeting.
I would have been happy to show up there if I'd known about it. But, you see, the thing is, they're cowards, and they don't want to be protested either. They don't want to actually confront their victims.
Right. Yeah, they just want the armed goons with the badges, the shiny objects pinned to their chest, and the firearms carried.
Well, what's the good of having thugs if you can't use them?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, if you're going to have thugs, you better put them to work every now and again. Otherwise, what do you got, right? It's like the security guards who just, you know, sit on their butts overnight and do nothing. At least those guys are doing a real job as opposed to the ones with the badges employed by the state.
Yeah, really.
So, dear Your Excellency, I suspect this is not over.
It's not over.
I suspect that this will continue for quite some time, and whenever we get updates, we will, of course, bring them to you here on Free Talk Live.
And hopefully we'll make some of our own.
Hopefully. Well, switching gears, I'm all over the place with my geography here. I've lived in many different places. I think I told you that I was originally a Wisconsin kid. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so I pay attention to stuff, particularly if it's a place where I used to live and that kind of a thing. And I have this article from WTMJ Channel 4 in Milwaukee. Milwaukee homeowners' tax bill goes up by 286%.
Wow. Apparently, he didn't make the right political contributions last year.
286%! That's a huge increase.
Yeah, that's kind of unbelievable.
I'll tell you more about this particular person and what happened in Milwaukee on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
A Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us on the air. You're welcome to do so. Join the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And we'll talk more about this person in Milwaukee who saw his property tax bill increase by 286% here in a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.party. All right.
Party!
Yes. We may have to fight for our right to party. We can certainly do so at ForkFest.
It's true.
All right, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks, Captain, and happy to be here. I wanted to just real quickly suggest to the, you know, I guess Ian, who's not there right now, but and or Mark. Is Mark going to be around much anymore? Is he on his way to...
He's gallivanting, and so whenever he's done gallivanting, he'll be back.
Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, I would recommend actually inviting Governor Sununu on to the show. And
that's not a bad idea, although I think he would quickly decline.
You know, I think it's presented, you know, maybe more by Mark than Ian, although Ian, when he wants to be, could be very diplomatic, and I just can imagine that being a really interesting conversation.
If he would do it, I would welcome it. I suspect that our invitation would be quickly declined, but, you know, certainly...
I would suspect that it would be more ignored than declined.
But. Certainly consider your suggestion put into the suggestion box, Bad Slave. We will run it up the hierarchy here of Free Talk Live and, you know, see what happens.
Well, the other thing is you guys brought up Grafton, and I just wanted to kind of solidify a claim that I made to Ian the last time I talked about Grafton, and he's not here, but the fact is I looked up the tax revenue thing that I claimed the town, you know, because of the freedom activists, actually lowered the town budget in Grafton 1 year by about 10%, which is huge. And, you know, just like Speaker Bill did back in the day for the whole state. So, these are things that the Free State Project and the Liberty migration that's going on is very much, you know, having an effect.
But I hear that everybody's been eaten by bears.
Huh?
I hear everybody in Grafton's been eaten by bears now. Are there a lot of bear attacks in Grafton that you know of? Because, you know, I lived out there for a year. I don't remember that happening.
My niece just gave my my sister a copy of that book. I read I think it was an essay or something, you know, a shorter thing than a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that and I said, you know, that guy didn't do very much research on what was actually going on there. There was actually one woman who was attacked by a bear there, up off of Sergeant Hill Road there. I don't know if you know it. That's right. Remember where RV Bob used to park out?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so it was right up behind her. She had a house, you know, did I do some work for her back in the way? But she stuck her arm out and got bitten and, you know, didn't do great damage. But the
bears aren't running rampant. The bears aren't running rampant attacking people, right?
Well, they're.
Was the bear wearing a Free Tent State Project T-shirt or anything at the time of the attack?
No, yeah.
Good. Although I do personally support our right to keep an armed bears.
Indeed. Hey, Batslave, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you. Have a good night. Yeah. All right, so this article from WTMJ TV4, Milwaukee homeowners' tax bill goes up by 286%.
Wow.
A Milwaukee homeowner
who
said...
Who did he irritate?
Right. A Milwaukee homeowner said his property tax bill increased 286% this year after assessors... You'll note that the word assessor starts with the word ass. Assessors determined the value of his home went up by more than $100,000.
Wow.
Chani Razavong has owned a home on West Galena Street in Milwaukee for at least 20 years. And he says he's rented it out for about 16 of those 20 years. He was shocked when he opened his tax bill this year. He owes more than $3,500 this year, when last year he paid a little more than $900. The bill shows his property was assessed at $138,900. Online property records indicate it was assessed at just $37,900 in 2019. For you folks who live in, like, these areas where you can't get a house for less than, you know, $250,000, this might be shocking to you, but yes, older cities have older homes, and the prices of homes are incredibly affordable by way of comparison. But still, this...
Not if
your tax bill jumps 286%, you won't be affording it for very long. He says, I just do regular maintenance to keep the property up to code. There's no new improvements. That's why I was really shocked, of course. In a statement Wednesday, Alderman Emilielle Coggs announced that she wants a review of the assessment process after getting calls and emails from constituents about how they will pay their tax bill. So apparently, it's not just this one guy. The tax bill has gone up astronomically for many folks, likely in this same neighborhood, if not throughout the entire state of Wisconsin.
Well, it costs a lot of money to keep us from working.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test now on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump had been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone in his caucus supports the additional aid. The New York Democrat called on President Trump to push his own party to get behind the effort.
Every Senate Democrat is for it. but unfortunately, we don't have the Republicans on board. Today, I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act.
The House also passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News. A journalist in China has been jailed for what they've called subversive activity. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a man driving a truck that was playing a similar audio message to the one that the RV played before exploding in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning is now facing charges. 33-year-old James Turgeon is charged with filing a false report and tampering with evidence after his truck was reported by several citizens near Lebanon, Tennessee. The investigation into the truck shut down a highway for several hours on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160, and we'll get to your calls and your thoughts here shortly. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And nobody.
And I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Richard Freeman. He is a silver level amplifier. And what is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, if you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the amplifier program. Basically, it's a way for you to help get this particular radio show that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. It costs money to do that, some time, some effort, and we have a way for you to contribute. The money goes exclusively to getting this show onto more radio stations. It doesn't go into, you know, like my beer budget or, you know, anything like that. It doesn't, you know, pay for pizza or anything like that. It goes specifically to get us on more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 180 or so stations now. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. It's all up to you if you visit amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5. You can contribute more if you like. There are different levels. You get different perks for the amount that you contribute. And you can find those, again, over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Richard Freeman, for being an amplifier. We appreciate you. We will try and get back to this bit in Wisconsin. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Surprise, surprise.
What's on your mind tonight?
Some effort. You got some effort promoting your radio station, as I said. So would that be Ian or Mark?
I don't know what you're
not
talking
me.
About.
I don't do sales.
You're talking about the amplifier program.
Yeah, you said it takes some effort to do that.
It takes few efforts to do that, actually, several efforts to do that.
Yeah,
but the efforts it takes are not mine.
But, if you would like to become an amplifier, visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, I personally have never been attacked by a bear, but I have attacked a bear, so I don't know, that's close.
When was this?
Oh, that one was, I don't know, 3-4 summers ago.
Were you out bear hunting?
No, I was camping.
Were you bear at the time?
This bear kept coming by my camp every night, and I would run into him. When I'd go on my hikes, I'd run into him every now and then. I knew it was the same bear. And one morning, I don't know, 9, 10 in the morning, I'm sitting there sipping a coffee, leaning against a tree, and this bear comes wandering into my camp, sniffing around, trying to find what food he could find. So I charged him. I turned the tables on him. I charged him instead of the other way around.
And then what happened?
He took off like a scared little baby, ran like a bunny rabbit.
Now, had you showered that day? Because I'm told that the human stink is pretty strong and can scare away even, the mightiest of woodland creatures.
No, I know for a fact I hadn't showered that day because I don't shower. I don't bathe.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, what I was talking about was I jacked the largest radio station in the state of New Mexico.
What do you mean by jacked?
Took it over. Hey, what do you call that when takeover? That's what they call it, right? If somebody has a web channel and they're live streaming, and then all of a sudden, by prearrangement, dozens or hundreds of people enter their channel. Is that what that's called? A takeover? What's it called?
I don't know what that's called.
Yeah, I don't either. I think
I didn't even know that happened.
Like when a television station interrupts the current programming, that's called preempting.
No, I was talking about web streamers. They'll be doing their web stream and they'll have like 10 viewers or whatever, and then all of a sudden they got 110 viewers because somebody else sent all of their viewers over to the other web stream.
Oh, anyway, yeah, there is a term for that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what this was like. I figured it would happen. I called in this dude on the local radio station, had a combination of open lines, open topic, whatever, combined with promote your small business or your nonprofit or whatever. So I called in and I promoted that there's a group that's got 583,000 likes, which is pretty good, right?
Okay.
And it's a men's rights movement.
It's on
Facebook.
It's like the Fro, right? It's like the Fro. And the Fro, if you don't know, David, if you don't know, the Fro stands for Fathers' Rights Organization. It's a Fro.
Oh, Fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said men's. I meant Fathers. Fathers' Rights Movement is the one I was talking about. Anyway, so I promoted that website, that organization, and I knew what would happen. Just like Ian says, it happens frequently. So I did this, and from then till the end of the program, there was like 40 minutes left, and out of the dude's next four callers, three of them were calling, complaining about the family court system. They were three out of the four callers. They were all dads. One hadn't seen his kids in 10 months. Another one hadn't seen his kids in a year and a half. But it's pretty funny how that happens. It just shows how prevalent the problem is, that you make one phone call to, a radio station, and they're not even talking about that stuff. And then the next three out of four callers till the end of the show are all calling about the same problem.
Yeah, well, and that goes to show you how widespread the problem of fathers' rights are, right? And the family court in and of itself is one of the most heinous places people can end up, because they don't even function like a regular court. Regular courts in the United States are heinous and horrible. And, it's what do they call it, a conflict of interest, right? Because the judge, the prosecutor, and the police all derive their paychecks from the same frickin' place. That's the government. So it's a complete conflict of interest. Now, family courts take that to a whole other level where the judges and the lawyers on both the defendant and the plaintiff's side all get together and party and have cocktails and figure out ways to extract money from you.
Yeah, like when I was doing my custody deal, they had the I was pro se, so the other side hires a lawyer, and then the very first hearing, you go into court, the judge appoints two more lawyers that you have, you're forced to pay for, otherwise you're in violation of a court order. They appoint an attorney for the guardian ad litem for the children, and actually they had to appoint one for me because of the, they didn't know it, but the law required them to. But they appoint all these attorneys, and then the attorneys that they appoint, like for the children, they then extort money from the parents to pay their fee,
right?
Because the because the judge appointed them.
Wow.
Yep, they certainly do. Anything else on your mind?
I wish there was a good way for me to spend a bunch of some judge's money.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and then they'll appoint you. They'll send you, well, you got to go see this expert, and you got to go see this expert. Oh, and by the way, you got to pay them. They're $90 an hour.
Yeah, they charge exorbitant fees for their, quote, services, unquote. You are getting serviced, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say. It's the job of the government to provide service, and it's the job of the media to provide the lubrication.
Indeed. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Good luck with all of your court battles. I wish you the best. I feel for you. I feel like it's a losing battle, but I wish you the best. I hope you win in some way, shape, or form.
Me too.
It's just horrible. Let's go to Breaking the Flaw calling. Breaking the Flaw, you're on Free Talk Live.
Breaking the Flaw.
Hey,
Breaking
guys.
The Flaw.
How you doing?
Hey, Breaking, what's up, bro?
What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to that candlelight vigil, but...
Well, we couldn't either because we're here doing this, so...
Yeah, I went to Lebanon to help another auditor out because he almost got arrested for filming inside of City Hall. And, you know, I had to make sure I got
I want to hear more about that. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to put you back on hold. 603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll hear more from Breaking the Flaw about filming and auditors coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and I'm joined by nobody. Nobody has stepped away for a moment, but he'll be back in just... Oh, look, there he is.
Nobody's here.
Where did nobody go? Nobody knows.
Where nobody goes when nobody isn't there.
Well, at least now we know what nobody knows.
It's true.
So we're going to go back to Breaking the Flaw. He was doing something interesting today, and will you just recap for us what your adventures are today?
Yeah, so I went to go meet up with another auditor. Press NH Now on YouTube, and he was being trespassed by the Lebanon police for filming in City Hall.
When you say he was being trespassed, he was
there, so they trespassed him.
Okay, so when you say he was trespassed,
you mean he was given an no trespassing order for the property?
Yes, though he has not broken any crime, breaking any law,
and he was given that because he was filming on the property. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So I went to Lebanon to challenge that right away. So I walked in, and I did a records request. And I did a records request on the armored window gates that they have on all the windows in the office there.
Okay.
And then I proceeded to do a full audit of the city hall without a mask on, of course.
What is a full audit of a city hall?
So we do multiple things. We check, make sure everything's safe, right?
Okay.
We might point out where all the cameras are. We might, show how the people react that work there. If they react nicely, they're like, they give a thumbs up. But if you want to create content, you want to give me a lot of views, you act out or you become a snowflake and you wig out.
Okay, understood.
But so that's generally how it goes. And, I get a lot of, snowflakes and I get a lot of views.
Yeah, sadly, that seems to be how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I went there, and they were fine for me. They didn't call the police on me, but for Press NH Now, they did. And so I went over there. And then we went, after that, we went to the police station, and they were pretty cordial there. I didn't, you know, they didn't give me any trouble, and we were able to, well, they kind of gave Press New Hampshire some trouble with the records request, but and then we went over to Hartford, and they were just totally snowflakes. They were just like blocking all the windows from the building. They wouldn't let us in the town hall because of, you know, COVID's.
Do you have the cooties?
They thought we did. They literally have a rack outside the building. It's like, you don't have a mask? Here, have a free mask. And it's like, and it was like a bag on the ground. It was weighted down by it, and it had sheep all over it. It was hilarious.
It had sheep?
Yeah, you got to check out the video, man. They get triggered. And they call, the cops came, they left, then they called them again because they wanted like an escort to their cars. They wouldn't say a single word. I asked them like a Dave Ridleyo question. Well, what have you done to reduce taxes?
Nice.
They just didn't say a single word and they left.
Of course.
Wow.
Well, I appreciate your service. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just want to tell you guys about that. If you guys can get over to my channel, it'd be great. Breaking the Flaw.
Check that out.
Auditors out here.
Were you on YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. And Yeet, It's a Cop. That's another guy that goes out with me. And then you got Press New, NH Now. And if you guys get over to their channels too, that'd be great. And check out what happened today.
Awesome. Appreciate the call today. That's good work. That's good work. I wish there could have been more folks at the Candlelight Vigil tonight based on the reports that I'm seeing on the media that I'm plugging
into. Yeah, I didn't know it was happening, but wow, if I'd known there was going to be a massacre in New Hampshire, I would have been sure to be there.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a massacre, but it was certainly a setup.
Well, we need to start the Alice's Restaurant anti-massacre movement.
All right, so here in the waning moments, I just want to finish off this bit about this guy in Milwaukee where his property tax went up 286%. He was shocked when he opened his tax bill. Last year, he paid a little more than $900, but this year, his property was assessed at $138,900. Which means he had to pay $3,500
wow.
in tax. So, yeah, that's a lot. That's a big increase. He said he hasn't improved anything in the house. He's just doing regular maintenance. He hasn't done any renovations. In a statement Wednesday, an alderman, Coggs, announced she wants a review of the assessment process after getting calls and emails from other folks who are wondering how they're going to pay their tax bill. The City of Milwaukee Assessment Commissioner Steve Miner took a look at it. He says Rasavong is not alone. I suspected as much. And that several parts of the city saw increases. Assessments are determined by recent sales of comparable homes. And Miner attributes the increasing prices, assessment prices, to high demand and low interest rates.
Well, they've got to raise those taxes because how else are they going to force out the people who don't matter so the people who do matter can move in?
Yeah. Don't like the poor? Raise taxes. They'll leave. Even if a property owner hasn't changed their property, if the market in their neighborhood or similar properties have increased, then their value will increase also. That's a politician's way of saying, we don't care, your taxes are going up, pal.
Yep.
He stressed his office doesn't create the market. They follow the market.
Wow.
Yeah, but they certainly take money from people without their permission.
Well, I mean, it is true, though, because it's a government agency, so they don't actually create anything.
That is a matter
they
of
just
fact.
Steal.
Back in April, the city assessor's office announced it mailed out its assessments, which were calculated before the pandemic. So the pandemic has, like, get ready for your next tax bill, pal. Post-pandemic tax bill is going to go up even higher.
Yeah, because, hey, just because somebody's stopping you from working doesn't mean that they're not entitled to your money.
Miner said the assessments are mailed out before the city sets tax levies and budgets, which help determine the tax bill. An increase in assessment does not necessarily mean an individual's tax payment will increase. And the city's tax collections are not significantly increased as a result of higher assessment, the city wrote in a news release back in April. Razzavong's assessment is way above his district's average.
LRN.FM.
Dump yourself.
I did.
Good God.
I had to dump myself.
You used it on yourself.
I wasn't even like really all that upset or anything. I was trying to say the word city.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, that's not how you say it.
But I said it wrong.
You did say it wrong. You Mongolians, you stay away my wall.
Oh, man. I mean, what happened to this guy is a word that rhymes with city.
It is.
And it's very a word that rhymes with city of the city to do this to this particular person. And
it rhymes with city that we can't say city.
Right.
When something city happens to people.
Razzavong has not appealed, and now he says he'll struggle to pay his tax bill. He worries not only for his bottom line, but also for his neighbors. If I'm affected, I'm for sure that the rest of the apparently this guy's Laotian. I'm for sure the Laotian community will be affected as well. Miner said next year you will get a new assessment if physical improvements have been made to your property, but everyone can still file an appeal. So they're like, oh, you don't like your high taxes? File an appeal. And guess where the appeal goes? Nowhere. That's right. It goes nowhere.
Well, I don't know. If you pay off the right lawyer, that's... Because the thing is, a good lawyer knows the law, but a great lawyer knows the judge. And when you know the judge, Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. It's a British saying. What does it mean? It means Bob's your uncle.
Well, it means basically, Bob's your uncle, it means you're all set, everything's going to be fine, and it's based on that idea that, oh, you need this thing from Bob, oh, Bob's your uncle, that's great.
And just like on Free Talk Live, when we hear this music going out from the segments, Bob's your uncle, we are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you missed any part of this show or any of our other shows, find us at archives.freetalklive.com. This has been a fun show. Peace.
Hi, I'm Derek J. I don't want a politician to represent me. To me, government is the idea that one group of people can coerce everyone to comply with an edict or face increasing punishments up to and including death. Despite perhaps the most noble of intentions, the best government services are a far cry from what could be provided for by voluntary interaction. Besides, the people who call themselves the government wage wars and put peaceful people in jail for crimes involving no victims. If Starbucks used some of its money to drop bombs, I wouldn't shop there. So why would I support the American Empire? The Empire does not require my consent.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. That's VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.